Cordell Flott is a free agent this offseason, and he is gearing up for a big payday. The New York Giants don't have a ton of cap space, and they do have quite a few important free agents set to hit the open market this offseason, and Flott is among them. Cordell Flott had a breakout 2025 campaign, a contract year for him, the fourth season of his career. He showed up and showed out with the best performance that he's had as a pro to date, and now he's getting ready to cash in. According to Dan Duggan of The Athletic, Cordell Flott has switched to the powerhouse agency, Athletes First, ahead of free agency. He's gearing up for a quote-unquote big payday, according to Duggan. So, Cordell Flott, man, 24 years old, a rising, ascending player in this league, proved to the New York Giants this past season that he is a quality starting cornerback. Now he's trying to get paid like a high quality starting cornerback this offseason. And what should the Giants do? Should they extend him? How important is he compared to some of the other unrestricted free agents that they have? How important is it to extend Fly as opposed to reinvest that money elsewhere and address another position of need? That's what we're going to be diving into in today's episode of Fireside Giants. I'm your host, Anthony Rovardo. And before we dive into this Cordell Flott conversation, let me just say happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And I hope you all enjoy your day with your significant other. And if you don't have one, to all my single friends out there, have a good day anyway, and try and forget about it, and go ahead and wait, enjoy some Giants talk here. The right person will find you someday. But anyway, let's get past all of that. Cordell Flott, let's discuss him. Now, I really like Cordell Flott. Cordell Flott, to me, is one of the best young players on the New York Giants. I thought that he was, pound for pound, the best cornerback on the New York Giants on the boundary last season. I thought that Drew Phillips in the slot was really good at times. Definitely has his issues with the grabbing and with the penalties. But on the boundary, Paulson and Debo did not look like the high-quality starting cornerback that the Giants thought they were getting when they signed him. He didn't look like a CB1 caliber player throughout the 2025 season, despite getting paid quite a bit of money. Now, Flott, on the other hand, he had games where he truly did look like a CB1. He had some really incredible performances for the Giants last year, but overall, through four seasons, he's had his ups and downs, and now he's getting ready for a big payday. And according to SpotRack, Cordell Flott's probably going to get a contract nearing about $10 million per season. They project a contract for him with an average annual value of $9.5 million per season. They think he could sign a four-year, $38 million total contract. So Flott could be in the neighborhood of $9 to $11 million per season, realistically. And now that he's signed with this powerhouse agency that he signed with, this is an agency that's known for getting defensive backs paid above their market value. So if his projected value is $9.5 million, could he push into the $12 to $14 million range, that next echelon of cornerbacks, especially considering the salary cap is going up by about $25 million this offseason? Yeah, maybe he could. And then at that point, if Flott is going to have a bidding war, and if a bunch of teams are going to be out there vying for his services, and he starts pushing that price tag up to $12 to $14 million per season, is that too much for the New York Giants? Well, it might be. Currently, the New York Giants have just under $7 million in total cap space, but don't worry, they're going to create a bunch of cap space. They can create up to $70 million in additional cap space this offseason just by restructuring contracts. That doesn't even include any cuts or cap relief releases that they might make. We've talked about guys like Bobby Okereke could be a low-key cut candidate. John Runyon Jr. would save the Giants $9 million if they released him. And while those two guys are valuable starters to this Giants team, and they probably won't be cut, like I said, with restructures and extensions and other things, there are a ton of different ways that the Giants can create cap space this offseason. But where is that cap space going to go? Does it go to a guy like Cordell Flott? Well, let's evaluate really quickly how good Cordell Flott was this past season. He started 14 games for the Giants. He missed the final three games of the season on injured reserve. It's not a significant long-term injury. He'll be fine for next year, but nevertheless, he started 14 games. He totaled 38 tackles. He had a career-high 11 pass defenses. He had one interception, including which was that pick six against the Philadelphia Eagles, and he also had a forced fumble. So in coverage, he posted a career best 52.2% completion rate, which is like really good, and a 73.3 passer rating against. He's 6'2", he's fast, he's twitchy, he's got length, but he's not very strong. Let's talk about the weaknesses as well for Cordell Flott. We just talked about the strengths. how great he played in coverage this past year. But according to Pro Football Focus, he had a 15% missed tackle rate this past season. And when I'm looking at how he may or may not fit in Denard Wilson's defense, I'm trying to be cognizant of the fact that Denard Wilson, the new defensive coordinator that is, really likes to play a physical brand of football. He likes to play press coverage frequently, and he wants his cornerbacks to get involved in the run game. He wants them to be enforcers and tacklers in that regard. Cordell Flott is good in press coverage, though he didn't play a lot of it with the Giants over the last few years. They've ran a lot of off-man coverage, and now is he going to fit into Denard Wilson's press zone defense? I'm not entirely sure how well Cordell Flott fits in this defensive scheme. That's, of course, going to be up to Denard Wilson. He'll watch the tape and make an evaluation, and then the Giants will decide whether or not Cordell Flott is a scheme fit for the new defense that they're trying to implement. But I could see it going both ways because, on one hand, he's not the best tackler. He's not a positive impact player in run defense. And so that's a con against him. But on the other hand, he is really good in coverage and he is physical attacking the football. He jumps on routes again, 11 pass defenses this past season. He's got good instincts and good ball skills. Those are traits of a Denard Wilson cornerback. That's what he wants in his secondary, guys who can make plays on the football. So there's a yes and there's a no there. Again, he's 6'2", so he's got the length. Denard Wilson likes tall defensive backs, tall cornerbacks especially. You look at a guy like Marlon Humphrey, who had a career year in 2023 under Denard Wilson when he was a defensive backs coach there. He's tall. He's a lengthy cornerback. Cordell Flott is 6'2". He's also got great length, but he's very thin. He's a wiry cornerback, and that's why he doesn't do so well against the run. That's why he misses certain tackles. But he does have great ball skills, and I think that's a positive. So it's kind of tough to say whether or not he's a fit in the scheme. But what I will say is, at 24 years old, just having the best season of his career in the fourth season of his career, I feel like Cordell Flott is the kind of homegrown ascending talent that the New York Giants really should be prioritizing as free agency nears. There's other guys as well. Jermaine Illuminor is another player who's going to be an unrestricted free agent this offseason, and you would love to extend Jermaine Illuminor because right tackle is such a crucial position, but he's not a young, improving, homegrown talent the same way that Cordell Flott is, but he might be more expensive than Flott. So what it really boils down to is, would you rather lock down this 30-plus-year-old veteran at right tackle because it's a difficult position to fill? Or would you rather lock in this young cornerback who's gotten better every single season of his career and his prime over the next 4 years, he could be a significantly better player and he's cheaper? I think there is an argument to be made for extending Cordell Flott over signing the veteran, the aging veteran in Jermaine Illuminor. But that being said, I would like to see the Giants bring both of these players back. I think Illuminor is really important to this team. He's a great pass protector. And damn, is it hard to find a right tackle or what? We know that as Giants fans. So now that they've got one, I want to see them keep the one that they have. But at the same time, the Giants have let a lot of young ascending players walk in free agency. Think Xavier McKinney. Think about Julian Love. He was about 24, 25 years old when the Giants let him walk. He goes to the Seahawks. Now all of a sudden, he's a Pro Bowler. He's a Super Bowl champion. Flott is one of those players that I could absolutely see leaving the Giants and having that kind of second half to his career, where he leaves, goes to a really good team, gets even better, and then becomes some sort of a champion or a perennial playoff contender. So I don't want to see that happen. I would rather Cordell Flott remain a member of the New York Giants. And the reason why I say he's ascending is this. When the Giants drafted Cordell Flott, I believe in the third or fourth round in 2022, he was a boundary cornerback at LSU, and for the most part, as a rookie, he played on the boundary, and he flashed some things on the boundary. But then in year two, they decided to shove him into the slot. They said, hey, he's tall, but he's too thin. He's not really a guy that we think can be physical on the outside. Let's force him into the slot. So he was playing out of position in 2023. He looked terrible in the slot in 2023. He was clearly uncomfortable with it. But then in 2024, he goes out to the boundary again, and he barely plays because Deontay Banks is now there. But by the end of the year, Deontay Banks shows his true colors, shows that he stinks. Flott goes back on the outside, and all of a sudden, hey, you know what? This kid looks pretty good. 2025 rolls around. He wins the starting boundary cornerback job. He goes out. He has a career year. So if you look at the career progression, he's gotten better every single season of his career, except for 2023 when he played out of position. So what that tells me is this is a young kid who clearly had potential when the Giants drafted him. He needed to be developed, and now over the course of 4 years, he has started to develop into a player that is really good right now, but could be a lot better in 2-3 years' time. By the time he gets to 27, again, he's only 24 years old. He's so young. So by the time he gets to 27, he could be a very high-quality player, and that's why I really think the Giants should be prioritizing extension here for Cordell Flott. But it comes down to price tag. Can they get him for about $9 million per season? If you can, sign me up. Sign the dotted line and keep Cordell Flott under contract. But if he ends up getting a contract offer elsewhere of $13, $14 million per season, okay, maybe that money goes elsewhere. I think it's a really tough conundrum here because you don't want to overpay for a player who, let's face it, he had a really good 2025 season, but he's not an elite cornerback, and he's probably on a really good team, a CB2. You don't want to pay him CB1 money out of desperation, but at the same time, he's ascending, he's going to get better, hopefully, and he's a homegrown talent who knows the defense and who's been developing within your system for years. So those are the kind of players you want to reward with contracts. Those are the kind of guys you want to keep around. But at the same time, you don't necessarily want to overpay for a player who hasn't demonstrated that he can be a premier cornerback in this league. So I go back and forth with Cordell Flott. I think it's really just going to come down to the contracts that he's offered, what's his price tag, and then you evaluate and you make a decision if you're the New York Giants. But ideally, I want to have him back because he's ascending, because he's gotten better every year, and he's only 24 years old. I think that's the biggest selling point. He's so young, and he's just getting better. So ideally, I'd like to see Cordell Flott get re-signed by the Giants, but there's a lot of other factors at play. Can they reinvest that money into right guard? Can they give that money to Jermaine Illuminor? Can they give that money to Wandale Robinson, another prized free agent that they're going to have this offseason? Or do they address a position of need like interior defensive line, where they don't have many unrestricted free agents there, but they also don't have a ton of talent there outside of Dexter Lawrence? Could they prioritize that position over cornerback? We know that John Harbaugh loves to win in the trenches, but at the same time, the defensive coordinator is a secondary specialist. Harbaugh always has a great secondary. Maybe re-signing Cordell Flott will become a new priority for them as a result. I'm not sure. Or maybe they look at this draft and say, hey, we can replace him in the second or third round, or maybe even the first round. This can go any which way, but I do think it's worth, you know, kind of touching on here as we're about a month away from free agency and saying Flott has earned the extension. Now we'll see whether or not the New York Giants are willing to pay him the price tag that he's seeking as he switches agencies and prepares for a quote-unquote big payday, according to Dan Duggan of The Athletic. So we went full circle here, and that's where we're going to go ahead and wrap things up on this one, guys. Let me know what you think about Cordell Flott down below in the comments section. Should the Giants extend him? Is he worth it? Is he overrated? Is he ascending? Leave your thoughts on him down below, and let me know whether or not you think that the New York Giants should go ahead and extend Cordell Flott this offseason. Make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe if you're new, ring the bell so you don't miss an episode, and comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. Listen to Apple or Spotify, make sure to leave me a 5-star review, and go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, I'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants. Perfect.